Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ageless Sisters, your global source for beauty, lifestyle, and anti-aging tips with your host, Cynthia Rowland, creator of Facial Magic and Luscious Lips.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's Cynthia Rowland here, and I am delighted that you are tuning in to a fabulous show that we're going to have today. I know this because the topic is something every woman talks to me about. I don't care if I'm in the grocery store, I'm at having lunch, or at a cosmetic counter, you always hear the word diet being bandied around and how this new eating plan is going to be helping these women lose their weight. They want to lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, get ready for a wedding, a graduation, all these things that women do. But here today we have Doctors Roy and Joy Martina, and they have written a book that's coming out next month, so you can pre-order it if you want, but wait till I tell you the inside scoop that you can sleep your fat away. That's exactly right. Sleep your fat away, ditch the diet, and train your brain to lose weight effortlessly. That makes me so excited. I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm just going to bring them right on so that we can talk about how to do this. So here are Dr. Joy and Dr. Roy Martina. Welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here, and Roy will be with us in a few seconds as well. And yeah, we're so excited to be here because we just know that this is going to be so helpful to so many people, and that's what our mission in our life is about, helping people
realize. I just hope, Joy, that this is the number one bestseller on the bestseller list for 52 weeks in a row. How's that?
I so love you, Cynthia. Do you know that? I just need to tell you that right now.
Well, Joy, I know you have helped write many books. 6 books, I believe, is what I had read. And your husband, Dr. Roy, has written 70 books. But here you are, brain parenting expert that you are, writing a book about sleeping your fat away. How did you come up with this?
Well, this is a personal story, but also a global story. So my personal story is that I have watched my mom deprive herself, suffer, trying to lose weight virtually all her life. And I, you know, even from earliest childhood, I remember that we'd sit down to these gorgeous meals that our mom would cook, and she'd be picking around or eating half a grapefruit because she'd be yet again on a diet. And I always felt, I never understood as a kid, why does that have to be, until I grew up to a teenager. And then I thought, well, maybe this is what all women have to do. Maybe we just have to suffer to be able to look good. And so when I then started researching brain training and going into the psychology of weight loss and discovering that this is really a global epidemic, I became interested in myself and finding, you know, how can we help people lose weight without having to suffer? And as my own personal story, I had a real severe sugar addiction. So I didn't really have a weight issue, but I definitely had an addiction issue. So I would use sugar as a way to just feel good. And then if we take Roy for himself, he works out. We work extremely hard as well. But he's very mindful of what we eat and trying to live a very healthy lifestyle. But Roy was really battling with his weight. So by, you know, traveling a lot, doing workshops all over the world, and eating in restaurants and eating out a lot, his weight was just, you know, increasing steadily, and he was getting a big belly. And then one day, actually, our little daughter, she was 3 years old at that time, she tapped his belly and she said, "Daddy, is there a baby in there?"
Oh,
that was really the day where he said, "Oh my goodness, we need to do something."
And that's a wake up call, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, yes, it was. He was really depressed that day. So we then went out and started researching and testing and experimenting with all the weight loss methods that we could find all over the world, with all the brain training techniques, hypnosis, NLP, you name it. We tried it all, and we put together this program as a kind of compendium of what we have seen what works best. So what are the things that really help people lose weight, not only effortlessly, but in sustainable ways so that they can really keep it off? Because that's what we all want.
Right. We want to get thin and stay that way.
Absolutely.
So what did you learn, my dear?
To join us here as well. I'm really happy to see. So I've just been telling them about your story of how Grace told you that, you know, you might have a baby inside of your belly. So that's where we are right now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Dr. Roy, welcome to the show.
Hi. Nice to meet you. She always tells this embarrassing story about me.
But you know what? I think it's kind of makes you a little more human because here you are, you've had the experience.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, until that moment, I was not aware. I thought I was pretty much doing okay. But when you know, a 2-3-year-old tells you, asks you if you're pregnant, that's really embarrassing. So that was my moment of truth.
What was your first thing that you did after that happened? What did you do next?
Well, I went into denial, but Joy had made a picture of me that she never showed me, and then she showed me this picture, and I was really 8 months pregnant. So that.
Oh.
The denial phase was over. It was really like, okay, we have to do something about this. And then, you know, the other part of it is that, you know, we're teaching about vitality, about health and all that kind of stuff. And then when something like that happens, you realize that you're not really living what you're preaching. And that was also another revelation that came up for me, that I really need to make a change in my life drastically. And that's when we started to search for something that was not a diet, because I've tried diets, you know, a long time before. They don't work for me, or they work temporarily and stuff like that. So,
right.
And then, you know, after testing many things, we finally found something that worked for a lot of people. We've trained coaches and therapists in it, and they're very successful. And actually, our best testimonials are the people who were in our first workshop, the coaches that start doing this themselves and start losing weight effortlessly and start sending us pictures and testimonials and all of that. So that was a kind of a really nice feedback that it not only worked for myself, but also for others. And then we really understood we need to bring this to a larger public. This is something that needs to get out there. It's not something
right.
we just keep for a small group. And that's where we are right now.
Yeah, so this is, okay, so I'm looking at the notes that I've been reading about you and Joy. So you have developed a sleep programming program or system.
Right.
And it's a step-by-step guidebook on how to lose weight while you sleep.
Exactly. So the sleep program is the most important part of it. So you must imagine that if you look at someone who is sleeping, it seems like they're doing nothing, but the subconscious mind is completely open, completely receptive. The critical mind is not active right then. So it's the best time to receive information that you then actually start identifying with that information. And then the second step is also we make them aware of their eating habits, how to change the eating habits, how to become more conscious eater. And so that's the second part of the program, where during the day, they then start to refocus. But what happens is it becomes easier because you already are programming yourself during the night. So everything is more natural and not forced, and it's not a real big conscious effort for people to struggle with.
So you're saying that it's what you teach people to do during the day that affects how their subconscious is going to perform at night while they're sleeping.
Well, you see, in the night, we're getting into the subconscious mind and retraining it to think in a more powerful and more helpful way to support the weight loss and to support the installation of good and new habits that they can then act out during the day. So it just makes it so much easier.
So during the day, it's just a little bit of reinforcement. So because what's on the subconscious level now it has to become aware on the conscious level. So during the day, it's becoming conscious, and then you start noticing it's easy, it's not complicated, it's not difficult. And that's when people really get excited, when it becomes effortless for them.
So why don't
that's
we
what everybody wants, is an effortless way to lose weight.
Exactly.
Well, okay, so let me ask you another question. So in my notes, I have virtual gastric band. Is that what you're programming into us so that we can How do you explain that to me?
Okay. So it's quite simple. It's a kind of the kickoff. So in order to get people started, the first step is that most people, especially those people who have been eating too much, their stomach is actually, let's say it's been stretched. Mm-hmm. So we give them the suggestion that the stomach is smaller. That's basically all that virtual gastric band really is. And clinical research has shown that it's almost as effective as having a real surgery where they install a gastric band. So we start the program just the first week telling people your stomach is shrinking, and then they go to that only once. It's not something that they need to repeat. And then during the night, we reinforce that. And that stays. So once that's done, they never have to do it again.
So, Cynthia, to explain it maybe in a different way, there are three components of this program. One program is the sleep program at night, where we're reinforcing all the useful, helpful habits and all the programming that we know helps people lose weight. And then during the day, we have five simple guidelines that people keep to consciously become aware of what they're eating and really help them to act out those habits, those new habits that will help them lose weight. And the third part is we have daytime audios, and they're really short audios just for a quick power nap, or, for instance, for what we call the installation of the gastric band. And that's just one session where they go on a kind of a journey. It's a mental journey of imagining having a gastric band operation. And that's where the fascinating fact comes in, that this imagined operation is as powerful and effective as the real surgery, but you have no side effects.
Isn't that wonderful? I tell you, this is exciting stuff because the brain is so powerful. And most people don't even realize how to access any of it. And Dr. Roy, as Joy and I were talking before the show, gosh, once you access this for weight loss, you could access this for everything.
Every facet of your life
that you want to improve.
Exactly.
And we've been a bit sneaky there because we've actually, in the sleep programming for the night, we've put in a lot more helpful suggestions to generally improve the quality of life. And that's the fun part, that people give us the feedback that not only are they losing weight, but they're feeling happier, they're feeling more balanced, they're feeling more stable in life, and are reaching successes in other areas that they weren't even going out for.
That's what I like to hear. That is so wonderful. Okay, so for those of you who are listening, maybe you just tuned in, we are talking with Dr. Roy and Dr. Joy Martina. And they have written a book. It's coming out April 23rd, I believe. Sleep 21. Your Fat Away. Go to Amazon.com and pre-order your book. That's exactly where I'm going as soon as we hang up the phone. Because I seriously believe that this is very powerful information. And if we can get enough people looking at this and doing this, they'll give up their fat.
Yep, and they'll do so without doing all this suffering and depriving themselves and feeling bad and guilty about themselves. And, you know, we're so good at bringing ourselves down, and that's part of why we feel so passionate about this program, is that we want to empower people. We want to show people how incredibly powerful their brain is and how they can make it work for them.
So this book, the step-by-step guide, what do you get in this? Is it just a book by itself? There are audios, right?
No, the book itself is the book, which explains the entire system. It gives you the guidelines to keep to, and we give away some freebies as well. So for people that are interested, they can already now go on to sleepyourfataway.com and get a free webinar. We're also doing a three-day telesummit with some weight loss experts and brain training experts. So we give away a lot because we want people to be able to experience how powerful this is if they want to, they can also buy the download package, which gives them another guideline booklet and all the audios and all the sleep program and everything they need to get started. But you can already start making changes with just reading the book.
I am so happy to hear that. And when you go on to the Sleep Your Fat Away website, sleepyourfataway.com website, sign up for this free three-day seminar that the doctors are offering. I think this is great. It's just absolutely fabulous. Okay, so we've got like, I don't know, 15 minutes left or something. I don't know. So where do you want to go? You have like 6 steps to do this, 7 points to do this. What do you want to talk? How can we help women right now? Sorry, Dr. Roy, I love women, okay? You too. Okay, there you go.
Well, I think what would be very helpful is if we explain the difference between emotional hunger and real hunger. Because
okay,
that
good.
Is one of the key points where people often go wrong, because they are confusing emotional hunger with real, or real hunger with emotional hunger. They get confused there. So I'd like to explain the difference and then explain the 9 steps to combat emotional hunger. I think that would be very helpful for our listeners.
Okay, I do too. Let's get going on that.
Okay, so one of the things of real hunger is that real hunger builds up slowly, and emotional hunger attacks you suddenly. So when you're really hungry, you'll start feeling a grumbling in your stomach maybe. You'll start, if you then don't eat, you'll start feeling a bit queasy. You start might even feeling nauseous. You start feeling tired. It gradually builds up until you're so hungry that you have to eat something. Now, emotional hunger will suddenly jump on you, and you just have this idea, I need a cookie now, or I need a donut now, or I need those French fries, or whatever. And what's happening there is that the emotional hunger, it's not really hunger. It's actually, we're using food to make ourselves feel better, but something else is going on. So, and what happens with years of doing this emotional hunger eating is that we desensitize. We no longer know the difference between the real hunger and the emotional hunger, and we're using food to suppress the emotions. So when we are able to reconnect to what's actually going on and get the real issue of our emotions and understand what our body is telling us, it's very easy to change that around. So the 9 steps of combating emotional hunger, they're really easy. So step number 1 is when you feel this hunger attack coming on and you're not sure, is this emotional hunger, is it real hunger, you simply drink a glass of warm water, and you can put a bit of lemon in it to detox as well and also taste nice, and you sip that water slowly. The next thing that we'd like to share is we found that there is an acupressure point, which is above the lips and underneath that nose, and our nose, in that crevice, that dent above our lips. Do you know that
the
point?
The Cupid's bow.
That's it. That's a nice name. I like that. So what you do is you tap that point. It generally de-stresses the body. So you just take your index finger and start tapping that Cupid bow point above your lips. And just take a few deep breaths. That has, we've found this goes to Chinese medicine, which is thousands of years old, helps the body let go of stress. And that is very often the reason why we eat and go for emotional hunger, because we're actually stressed about something. Mm-hmm. So that's step 2, is tapping that stress point. Step 3 is focusing on some slow, deep breaths. Because what happens when we're emotionally triggered is that we usually go into very superficial breathing. We don't take these slow, deep breaths, but our breath becomes very shallow. And that actually creates more stress in our body. So we want to de-stress by taking those few deep breaths. And then sense what emotion is going on. What am I feeling right now? Am I feeling stressed? Am I feeling angry? Am I feeling sad? Am I feeling upset? What is it that I'm actually feeling? And that helps us reconnect also to our body's intelligence and be able to read our emotions to know what's actually going on. It's not really hunger. Actually, I'm just feeling upset about something. Mm-hmm. And then once we accept that feeling, we can also balance it. And that is something we give away as a freebie on our website. It's a wonderful technique to balance the emotions in, I think it's under 1 minute. You're able to completely take the charge of the emotion that you're feeling out, regardless of what emotion it is. Step 6 then is to change your focus, to distract yourself. That can be as simple as thinking of your last vacation, or just to go outside maybe and take a breath of fresh air, or to phone somebody, talk to somebody. Just change your focus and distract yourself, and that will already help take away that feeling of emotional hunger. Then step 7 is some sort of movement. Now, it doesn't have to be big exercise that you go and work out, but it can be as simple as just stretching a little bit, taking a little walk, or, you know, like kids do, just jump up and down a few times. That also gets the energy moving in your body and will help you distract from the emotional hunger. the step eight is that you could say if none of the seven work, usually with step two you're already done. But, you know, if it's a tricky one, you just keep going. You can also say to yourself, you know what, I'm not going to eat it now. I'm going to eat this whatever I want to eat in 10 minutes. I'm just going to give myself that time, because that'll also be able to help you to take that step out and see what's actually going on. And then if you're really still hungry, so if you feel, this might really be hungry, be real hunger, then you just eat a bit of protein. You could also eat a handful of nuts, a bit of cheese, a whole wheat cracker, or, and this is my favorite tip, that's what I do when I'm not sure, am I really hungry or am I emotionally hungry? I ask myself, would I eat an apple now? Because if I'm emotionally hungry, I do not want an apple. I want usually carbs, I want sugar, I want something, I don't know, something snacky, but I'm not interested in an apple. But when I'm hungry, I will eat an apple. So those were the nine steps that I think would be very helpful for people to be able to keep to.
Exactly, very helpful. Okay, so let me ask you just a question as kind of a general question about your program. Do you help people learn how to sleep better, or is this program helps you sleep better? Because I have friends who are lamenting that they wake up in the middle of the night four or five times, they don't feel like they get enough good sleep. Is this something, will your program help those women?
That's a great question.
Yes, absolutely, because you have to see the program that we want to get into the subconscious mind. So we start always with a relaxation process, and that's what most people are not able to do. They may be stuck in a cycle of thoughts or things going on, whatever. So we start with a de-stress phase first, because we want to get to the phase where people are relaxed. And that is why a lot of people tell us that they fall asleep, you know, just within 2 or 3 minutes. And a lot of people sleep better because the program really is completely, let's say, engineered to work with your sleep cycles, with your dream cycles. So that's all part of it. And people, because of that, wake up feeling more vital and so on. So we even had people who had no weight problems, but because the partner was listening, we got feedback from them that they sleep better and feel better and had nothing to do with losing weight.
In the questions that your publicist sent over to me, there was another, there was something about thin people already know some of this stuff, okay? And we need to act like these thin people or think like these thin people. Is that what you're saying? I can't find that. Oh, you say that people who are naturally thin practice certain habits. What are those
habits? It's the habits of the naturally thin. Well, that's part of what we did in our research, is we researched what do naturally thin people do different than people that are overweight. And those we've also incorporated in our guidelines. So naturally thin people will eat when they're hungry. And that's what we have often mislearned to do, because we were so used to depriving ourselves that we will not eat although we're actually hungry. So guideline or rule number one on this program is when you're hungry, so when you're really hungry, eat something. Don't
that makes sense. Yep.
But eat, okay? So what also naturally thin people do is, to go with that, they listen to their bodies. So if their body is telling them, listen, I'm hungry, they'll feed it. The next thing they do is they take time to eat. So they focus on just eating when they're eating. And so many of us eat when we're distracted. We'll eat when we're, I don't know, watching TV or
at the computer.
That's it. And what happens then is it's like, you know, when we go to the movies and we're watching a really exciting movie, we can eat a huge amount of popcorn and sweets and whatever, and we don't even notice we're doing that, because we're focused on watching the movie and not on eating. And the moment we change our focus and really focus on just eating and not doing anything else, people say they naturally eat less. They automatically slow down and enjoy their food more, and also their the things they eat change. So they naturally then train themselves to choose more healthy things. And I tried this once. Why don't you try it, Cynthia? Next time, if you're a French fry eater, I mean, I love French fries. Have you ever tried
Lay's potato chips? Okay.
There you go. So try eating potato chips or French fries really slowly and chewing each bite 20 times. I'm telling you, they're horrible. After three, you can't eat anymore because all you then notice on your tongue is the oil and the fat and the salt. And you just go, oh, my God, how could I eat a whole bowl of these? So eating slowly and consciously is, I think that's one of the most important rules ever.
I think so, too.
Yeah, and also if you watch yogis or monks eat, they make each meal an occasion. They make it an occasion for gratitude. They'll really take their time to bless their food and to just focus on eating. And the other thing that naturally thin people do is that once they're full, once they feel comfortable, they just stop eating. And so many of us, unfortunately, we don't do that. We'll continue eating because we've been taught you've got to finish everything that's on your plate, or, you know, you might have bad weather.
All those starving kids in Ethiopia.
Exactly.
And, you know, so many of us, we have that deep inside of our subconscious mind. So even if we consciously know that's nonsense, we will still do it. We will finish that plate, although we're actually full. We don't really want it anymore. So those are the
main. And it takes about 20 minutes, I think, is what I read, for the stomach to signal the brain that you're full.
Exactly.
So you should take that time to be very grateful that you're, and eat slowly, so that 20 minutes registers that you've eaten less food, maybe.
Yeah, and not only that, because for me now, I've been, I would say, I think it's now like 3 years since I lost my weight, and that became so natural, and I'm eating much less than ever before, but I'm totally not hungry. I feel satisfied. I feel happy. And what I realized is that I used to get irritated by the people who were eating slow. I would say, you know, I was such a fast eater that, you know, if someone is eating slow, I'm just like totally irritated by it. But now I am a slow eater and I'm enjoying it more. And that in itself, for most people, will be a dramatic change. And when you add to that the virtual gastric band, so now you have the added benefit that you will get satisfied much faster as well. And that makes it even easier. And that's why we combine the two, so people will, it really become effortless for people then to follow these guidelines.
That's exactly what people want. So here we are in the last 2 minutes of our show. Just let me give your website out again. It is SleepYourFatAway.com. And ladies, this is a step-by-step guidebook to help you train your brain to lose weight effortlessly. And it's going to be available next month, but you can pre-order right now on Amazon.com. So SleepYourFatAway.com. Go there and register for the 3-day workshop in mid-April that's coming along. Doctors Martina, Roy, and Joy, I have loved having you on my show today, and I thank you for taking the time to talk to me and giving us lots of tips and good, helpful information about how to create this desire for slimness and ditch the diet without trying to diet our way to it. There's just more to it.
Forget about willpower. Don't tell yourself you don't have the willpower. It's nonsense. You can all do it.
Thank you.
We can all do this. And I thank you so much, you guys. I really, really appreciate having you on. I wish you every success with your new book. I see it as being the number one on the bestseller list for about a year. That's my prediction.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.
I think it's that great. I mean, the information is so good. So thank you again for being on our show. I want to talk about our next show, which is coming up April 2nd. And this is a complete half hour on facial magic. What is it about facial magic? You can call in, ask your questions. I'll help you do exercises online, while we're on the air. So just tune in on April 2nd and enjoy a half an hour with me talking about facial magic, which I have not done in about a year, I guess, on this show. So anyway, until that time, thank you so much for joining us today. We're the Ageless Sisters saying bye-bye.
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 You've been listening to the Ageless Sisters. Tune in again next time for the most up-to-date beauty and anti-aging secrets, tips, and shortcuts.